Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and through the internet deliver it to you. Today's message is part three of a multi-part series entitled Epiphany, and the specific message of today is entitled The Mission. It is based off of Luke chapter 4, verses 14 through 22. Let us dive into the Word today. Then Jesus returned to Galilee, filled with the Holy Spirit's power. Reports about him spread quickly through the whole region. He taught regularly in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to the village of Nazareth, his boyhood home, he went as usual to the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read the scriptures. The scroll of Isaiah the prophet was handed to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where this was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. He rolled up the scroll, handed it back to the attendant, and sat down. All eyes in the synagogue looked at him intently. Then he began to speak to them. The scripture you've just heard has been fulfilled this very day. Everyone spoke well of him and was amazed by the gracious words that came from his lips. How can this be? They asked. Isn't this Joseph's son? Amen. Have you ever seen the film, the 1986 film called The Mission, starring Jeremy Irons and Robert De Niro? It is loosely based on historical events that happened in 18th century Paraguay in South America. The main characters, played by Jeremy Irons and Robert De Niro, respectively, were Father Gabriel and Father Rodrigo Mendoza, a former captain in the Spanish army. These priests were a part of the Roman Catholic Society of Jesus, aka the Jesuits. Now, I don't know what you know about the Jesuits. Certainly the most famous of the Jesuits living in our time right now would be Pope Francis I, who is a Jesuit himself. But the Jesuits were an order of priests in the Catholic Church who were founded in Spain by Ignatius of Loyola, along with six others. And they all took vows of poverty and chastity, following spiritual exercises designed to help themselves and others follow the teachings of Christ. In essence, that's what the Society of Jesus was. Now, these characters, Gabriel and Rodrigo, were serving in a mission in Paraguay, living among the natives and bringing the good news of Jesus Christ to them. Their intentions were no doubt pure. However, as was often the case, the nation that they came from, in this case Spain, the nation was riding on the coattails of these missionaries who, and by the way, missionaries were often unwittingly made colonizing areas easier. You see, these missionaries would come in and they would get to know the people, earn the people's trust. They would journal extensively about these people. A lot of what we know about some of the lost cultures of South America, such as the Mayans and the Incans and some of those places, we know a lot about the culture because of what the missionaries wrote down about them. They would come in and live among the people and try to spread the good news of Jesus Christ to the people. But following the missionaries, would come the conquerors. Not that the missionaries were mostly, they mostly were not working for the governments. They were working for the church. But the governments came in, and because the people trusted the missionaries, they ended up oftentimes trusting the conquerors, and that led to no good fate for themselves. And when they didn't trust the conquerors, they were outnumbered and outgunned, so to speak. So the film shows how both of these Jesuit priests come to realize what is happening. And before I go there, let me not forget to mention that also one of the things that the colonizers brought with them were diseases. You know, it's one thing if you have a missionary or two talking about Jesus, you don't bring, you know, that's not going to bring down an entire population or culture. But when you have a whole group of people coming in with their weapons, with their armies, and with their diseases, you end up wiping out entire cultures. And that's what happened in South America, for sure, all over the place. But the film shows how these Jesuit priests come to realize what is happening. They come to realize, I think in the film, Spain is trying to sell off this area to the Portuguese. But all the same, they find out that there are political things going on, and that the spiritual things that they'd been working on and the trust that they'd been building with the cultures that they were serving were getting undermined by the politics and by the governments that were coming in to colonize. And out of their devotion to the teaching and example of Jesus Christ and their love for the indigenous people, they help the natives to resist the colonization efforts. Though Gabriel and Rodrigo disagreed how to best resist. Now, the story is more involved than that, and I highly recommend watching it if you haven't. There's a lot more to it. I mean, you find out how these two priests, you know, basically they were both priests, but they had different stories, different backgrounds that led them to think differently from one another. But their heart was absolutely in the same place. So I highly recommend watching that film if you haven't seen it. In the scripture today, what we see is what the Jesuits knew about Jesus and his mission. Jesus revealed his mission, actually, by quoting the prophet Isaiah. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come." Now, the Greek word for poor, I mean, we hear poor and we think of somebody who's a beggar, somebody who has no money, who shows up, at social services and looks for food stamps, you know, that type of person who wears rags over their bodies because they can't afford new clothes. That's what we think of when we think of poor. But the Greek word for poor, tokos, not only means those who are financially poor. And this is important to understand because we get a real glimpse at what Jesus is talking about here when we understand what the word tokos means. But anyone, this doesn't just mean people who are financially poor, but anyone who is considered undesirable and or worthless by society. So they're not only poor in what money they have, but they're also poor in their worth to society. People think of them as worthless and undesirable. Thus, Jesus proclaimed that his mission was to bring good news to the undesirables. An epiphany for us, no doubt. Now, what do you think that good news was? I'll give you a second. What do you think it was? That they, the undesirables, are the ones God desires. What better news for undesirables than that? That they are the ones God desires. That they are people of as much worth and value as the well-to-do. And in fact, If the well-to-do think they're that good, that they're better than others, then God actually desires those who are humble, those who are undesirable, more than those who see themselves as desirable. God sides with the poor. Jesus proclaimed that his mission was to proclaim release for the captives, to those who have been conquered and or imprisoned, whether it be because they committed a crime, because they owed a debt, or maybe because they were prisoners of war, or maybe they were captive to foreign occupiers like Israel was to Rome. Jesus brings the good news that the captives are to be released. Jesus proclaimed that the blind will see and that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of God's favor has come. God with us. Emmanuel. God incarnate in Jesus had arrived and was flipping the world's way of doing things on its ugly head. This, brothers and sisters, this, my friends, this is the mission of Jesus Christ, and fulfilling that mission fulfills the two greatest commandments of loving God with all of our being and loving our neighbors as we love ourselves. Now let me ask you this. Have you been there? Do you remember a time when you were an undesirable, in need of the good news of God's love for you? Have you ever been held captive in one way or the other? Literally, spiritually, metaphorically? Have you ever been blind or oppressed, literally or metaphorically speaking? Do you remember what it was like when you first received the good news of Jesus Christ? If you can remember that first encounter with Christ, then you must realize the urgency we face in living into Jesus' mission here and now. If you remember that first encounter, remember the transformative and overwhelming love that you experienced in that encounter, then you know how important it is that others receive that same epiphany, that same knowledge. The Jesuit priests recognized that urgency. They knew that to the Spaniards and to the Portuguese, the Paraguayan natives were undesirable, unnecessary, less than human, poor. And they knew that such a view of any human being stands in direct opposition to Jesus Christ's mission. It just does. Thus, they risked their lives to defend the natives in order that they might fulfill Christ's mission. Sisters and brothers, we need to have the same heart for the undesirable people in our communities that Gabriel and Rodrigo had for the people in their mission. Let us be the people who bring Christ's mission to life in our communities and beyond. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we just thank you and praise you for this challenging message. We thank you for challenging us to remember our first moment of encountering you, to remember what it felt like to go from being undesirable to profoundly and eternally loved. Lord, that epiphany, that knowledge of your love, which exists for all of us, that's a life-changing, transformative thing. Help us to live into your kingdom and be ambassadors of it, showing your love to others so that they too may become ambassadors of your kingdom, and so that one day your kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to thank you for joining in tuning into this message. Again, it's part three of a multi-part message, a series called Epiphany, and it is basically on the different ways in which God reveals himself to us. So this is one of many different epiphanies, if you will, on who Jesus Christ is. So I hope you'll tune into next week's message as well. My friends, I do want to invite you to check out our podcast, this podcast here, Life-Giving Water Messages, at Life-Giving Water MSG, as in message, lifegivingwatermsg.org. And also check out my biweekly devotion. Comes out, they're published on Wednesdays and Fridays. The new one's out right now it's Friday right now as I speak. So it's published this morning. And they're published at 5 a.m. And they're free to you. Free for you to read and to be challenged and to be fed and to spiritually grow. So I hope you'll read them, and that you can get those at Life-Giving Water Devo, D-E-V-O, as in the first four letters in the word devotion. Life-Giving Water Devo, D-E-V as in victory, O as in orange, .org. And also, please check out the Party on Johncast podcast, which is it's at partyonjohn.org. I just realized I said podcast twice, but that's okay. Check out the Party on Johncast. And actually, it is a wonderful opportunity to not only grow deeper in your understanding of theological things, but it is a lot of fun where Sal and I, we review a coffee or what drinks we're drinking, and we review our favorite music, and we talk about all things God and theology. So it's a great one. We have a great episode coming up with a special guest. And that special guest happens to be a super accomplished musician, and I hope you will check out the podcast. It's going to be great. That will come out on February 1st, so check it out. In the meantime, friends, remember that you are richly blessed because you are called to be a blessing to others. Go in peace.